business news now from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Mary. KPMG is launching its inaugural Dublin 2040 report this morning. The index evaluates the capital as a city to live, work and do business. It also projects an investment of €70 billion will be required to shape Dublin's future by 2040. Ryan McCarthy is managing partner at KPMG in Ireland and he joins us on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
Earlier on the programme, we heard from Paul Mitchell of construction consultancy firm Mitchell McDermott on the importance of developing infrastructure. In your report, infrastructure was rated the most important area for improvement in Dublin. Tell us more.
It does. And the aim of our report, Petula, that we issued this morning is to make a positive contribution to the vital policy decisions needed to secure Dublin's future. In our view, in many cases, actually, the city is probably beyond inflection point, not least from an infrastructure perspective. So infrastructure does feature prominently in our report. It covers the key infrastructure pillars of housing, transport, water, and energy. And with the requirement to invest in those sorts of things, obviously the numbers get pretty big. So we have estimated a figure of €70 billion required over the next 15 years to invest in infrastructure in Dublin. And within that, Petula, unsurprisingly, housing was identified as the single biggest issue by our Dublin 2040 respondents. From a housing perspective, in our view, the state will need to spend in the order of €26 billion over the next 15 years in Dublin. Now, we are recommending a number of recommendations around that to assist private capital coming in to help with that overall funding for housing, such as treating housing and real estate investment partners similar to foreign direct investment, to reintroduce some targeted tax relief like Section 23, and to invest resources to tackle vacancy and dereliction across the city.
Not a surprise that housing is a top priority. Despite these challenges, the research also revealed several strengths that position the city for future growth. What are those strengths?
Yeah, it does. So 55% of businesses praise Dublin's global and national connectivity. 70% of respondents are confident in the city's education and training ecosystem. I think from a business perspective in particular, Petula, there are two very interesting findings. 58% recognise the strength of our talent pool and 65% rated Dublin highly for its overall economic resilience. And certainly from a business perspective, both in terms of our own business in KPMG and based on our clients' businesses through all our discussions with them, these last two points, I think in particular, highlight to Dublin's ability for competitive advantage in two key areas.
47% of those surveyed feel Dublin performs well on strong city identity and culture. How important is that to Dublin, having a unique cultural identity?
We think it's very important. And again, that's one of our findings. In our view, we do need to craft a cohesive city narrative and a global brand identity for Dublin that does reflect Dublin's unique identity and tradition.
Ryan McCarthy from KPMG. We leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme. We'll have more business news in the next hour.